When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits here Thursday, September 3rd edition. Six-game slate on tap. Little weird format today. Two games start at the 4 o'clock Eastern hour. Then the rest of them start at the usual 7 o'clock Eastern and later. So instead of having just a four-game slate, DK goes six games and makes it a much longer. But it makes you always wonder why they can't add the six Eastern games on a normal week. But I digress. That's DraftKings. It was a fun Wednesday night. The San Diego Padres got it going late. If you are on them, that was a big plus. Zach Gallen just does not care who you're facing, like we talked about. He came in low owned, which was very, very nice. So overall, very, very good Wednesday slate. Seeing a lot of green screens, especially in the fantasy DGen Slack chat, which is free. So come join us in there, talking all sports all the time. So enjoy that. If you'd like to go premium, check out rotoballer.com's premium package. They have a premium Slack chat, tools, the works. Use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, for 10% off there. You can catch this podcast on iTunes and all your other podcast listening platforms. If you have a rating or review on iTunes, I would really appreciate it. It just takes a couple seconds out of your day and helps me out tremendously. If you're more a visual person, even though I have a face for radio, you can check this out on my Twitter at BDintric on the Periscope or at the Rotoballer YouTube channel, where you can give it a like and a follow there and enjoy all that good stuff. But enough with the business side of things. Let's talk DraftKings six-game Thursday slate, where we have totals for four of the six. We have the Nats at Phillies, total of 10.5. Yankees-Mets waiting on that one. It looks like Gesellman's going to open up there, maybe throw two or three innings. Padres-Angels waiting on that one because Mike Clevinger makes his Padres debut. Blue Jays-Red Sox, 10.5. White Sox-Royals, 9.5. D-backs-Dodgers, 8.5. As you can tell, pitching's not great on this slate. Offense for days, like you could stack about two-thirds to three-quarters of this slate pretty easily. And there's a couple cheapies in this that we're going to have some fun with. So you can get your pitching. And the top price pitcher, the only guy over 10K, is Clayton Kershaw at 10-3 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Kershaw hasn't pitched at home since the first start of the year, when it was his worst start of the year, when the Gigantes got to him. But since then, it's had three outstanding starts, six innings or more in three starts, one earned run or less in each start. And each one earned run was a solo shot, so nothing too crazy there. Six or more Ks in two or three starts and 23 or more DK points. On a slate like this, where pitching is going to be ugly, you take that and you run with it. He's facing an Arizona Diamondbacks team that obviously we love to pick on. Even Buehler pitched great, but they only gave him 71 pitches, five innings. They're really babying him back, which, he, you know, in hindsight, he still got you over 21 points last night, which was great. It was very, very good. He could have had so much more, but that's the Dodgers for you. That's what they do. So Arizona striking out just a little less than 20% of the time versus lefties, which is quite surprising. But they also just lost Starling Marte. So take that with a grain of salt, because they're putting Dalton Varsho out there. Josh Rojas DH'd last night. So they're going to be sending out some interesting lineups the rest of the way here. They're hitting 227 versus lefties with a 109 ISO and a 276 wOBA. So they might not be striking out, but they're not doing any damage versus left-handed pitching. It's very, very bleak. So check that one out, we'll go from there. But Kershaw 10-3, very, very strong option for you tonight. The top play by far. Your pivot up top is Dylan Cease at 9,500 at Kansas City. I love Dylan Cease. I am not a Dylan Cease $9,500 guy. He's got you 13.5 or more points in all in four or every start this year except his opener in Cleveland. So six straight starts, he's been great. He's got you basically 15 or more in five of six. Is that enough at 9,500? That's the question. He has faced Kansas City his last time out, 4 1/3, one earned, six walks and five Ks. That is the Dylan Cease experience. When he's not walking guys, he's very, very effective. Five or more Ks in three of his last four starts, facing a Kansas City team that very, very up and down, but they've been pretty quiet overall. As you know, Hunter Dozier starting it going, which we like. But as a whole, nothing great. They're striking out 24.6% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 229 with a 164 ISO. So you can definitely pick on the Royals with a Dylan Cease. It just is his ceiling high enough for 9,500? And that's the question. Like, cash-wise, he's going to get you 15+. That's usually what you target the 7 and 8K guys for, not a Dylan Cease. The reason I mentioned Dylan Cease, it's a small slate, and he's going to come in extremely, extremely low-owned. So that's something to think about. Yes, Aaron Rasmus, Kershaw will be extremely chalky, but on this slate, you can eat that chalk. And trust me, with the bats, you can be very, very different. That's just the way it's going to go tonight. But with Cease, he could be the pivot tonight if you want to. He has to be perfect to get you that 20-plus point upside, but it's there against the Kansas City team that he can target. When you drop down, though, you got another chalky play here. Mike Clevinger, $8,700 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Clev Dog's first start for the San Diego Padres. After his time in detention due to his shenanigans in Chicago, he made the start against Minnesota on the 26th, six innings, eight hits, two earned, six Ks for 16.1 points. He was very, very strong in that outing. He's been pretty much solid in two of his three outings this year, getting you 20.6 and 20.4 in the other one outside of that Minnesota start. So he's been very, very good, as you'd expect from Clevinger. Now he comes to the National League, and then he gets an American League foe to start things out. Go figure on that one. But it's an Angels team striking out over 21% of the time versus righties, 250 average, 185 ISO, 335 wOBA. They're pretty much average at best with a little bit of a basically average strikeout rate, average everything. And now you got Clev Dog, who's a little bit of an above average pitcher at only $8,700. It's something you definitely love to see in this matchup. Lefty's hitting 296, righty's 248 off Clevinger. So you can definitely pick on him, pick on the Angels. Clevinger will be very, very popular and a strong play for you tonight. The fourth target tonight out of the 12 pitchers on this slate is Zach Eflin, $7,800. He'll be a nice GPP play as well because the common build will be Kershaw and Clevinger. That's going to be the common way to go. I think it's a great way to go. I think it's a phenomenal cash way to go. They both have very, very good floors with good ceilings. I really can't, you know, baseball can happen at any time and they can get hit around. There's no doubt about it, but they both have great matchups, great situations, great win equities in their matchups. Everything lines up great for them in cash and even GPP upside. They got Cease up top as a pivot, and then Zach Eflin at $7,800, who's been sneaky, sneaky nice, coming in off a 7-1 run, 8K performance against the Atlanta Braves. And what's been great about Eflin, he's using that curveball a ton right now, and it's getting whiffs, lots and lots of whiffs. Go watch Pitcher List. Go watch Alex Fast. They're talking about it. They're drooling about it. It's beautiful. Six or more Ks in four straight starts, five or more Ks in every start this season. He has used 16 or more DK points in four of five starts. At $7,800, that is very, very strong. His only bad start was at Boston. He's faced the Yankees, the Orioles, and the Braves twice and been very, very strong. And I faced the Nats team that outside of Trey Turner and Juan Soto aren't doing much to scare you right now. Like, do they have a few guys that can hit the ball? Sure. But as a whole, they're not doing it, striking out 20.6% of the time, hitting 246 with the 155 ISO. Similar numbers to what we just talked about with the Angels. F1's cheaper and will come in extremely, extremely low-owned. So it's something to keep an eye on for sure as a nice pivot play with Kershaw. Clevinger with Eflin. So Eflin and Cease could be your pivots. Clevinger and Kershaw are going to be the chalk plays. They're very strong plays. There's no argument against those plays outside of, oh, no, they might be super high-owned, which on a small slate, a lot of guys are going to be higher-owned than they normally would be. Just accept that, be different in one or two places, and rock and roll. All right, the bats on this six-game slate again. Remember, the time is different on this slate. It starts at 4:05 Eastern time. If you're playing FanDuel, just the four-game later slates. Catcher's position, you can get all of, like, you can get bats for days, but James McCann at 4,400 versus the lefty Duffy is where I'd be starting things out. We know McCann, the way he's hit lefties his entire career, not just this season, but for a long, long time. He's been putting up double digits time and time again. And we look at Danny Duffy, lefties 305, righties 318. McCann's a very strong play if you're paying up tonight. He should be in the middle of that White Sox order, a White Sox team that should be very, very stackable. McCann's got 9 or more points in three straight, 10 or more in 3 of 5, 9 or more in 4 of 5. So been very, very strong, $4,400 with upside against Danny Duffy and the Royals. Or you can just save some money. Go like Austin Nola versus Heaney at 36. That's in play. If Ronnie Chirinos gets the start for the Mets, he's 35 versus J.A. Happ. The Mets will be cheap because Wilson Ramos is only 2,500 versus J.A. Happ. He's a very nice punt if you want to go all the way down at the catcher's position, he'd be a guy I'd look at. I know he hasn't been on fire. He's pretty much struggled a lot this year, but he is hitting .308 over his last 10 games. Just not a lot of pop, just one homer, no other extra base hits. But $2,500 versus a guy like J.A. Happ that we know we can pick on. The Mets are uber cheap today. Uber cheap. Lefty's .285, righty's .339 versus J.A. Happ. So your GPP type play is stacking the Mets, or at least having like a small stack. If you have like two or three Mets, even if you have one Met and someone else, if you have two or three Mets, you're going to be pretty unique, I think, unless everyone flocks to the value off the sea. But it could be very, very interesting tonight. All right, let's go to the first base position for you here. You got Jose Abreu at $5,300. We know how much Abreu has been crushing it, period, this year, but how he's always hit lefties in his career. Gets Danny Duffy, $5,300. Jose Abreu was named the August Player of the Month in the American League, and he earned it very, very much so. So Abreu, $5,300. You can go to him for sure, paying up. Rhys Hoskins continues to hit well. And when you look at Rhys Hoskins, the fun thing about Rhys is he hits right-handed pitching extremely well. Little sneaky stat there with him. The Phillies have a 16 total against Anibal tonight. Lefty's .326, righty's .306. So Rhys is a nice play if you're stacking the Phillies. He gets forgotten about a lot. You can roll with Rhys, who's been heating up. I tweeted about the Phils on, I think it was Monday. Rhys has 12, 23, 25, 25, 0, 18, 7, 19, 15, and 7 over his last 10. He's been very, very productive. He's rolling with a 10-game hitting streak right now, hitting .375, averaging 15.3 over his last 10. So Rhys Hoskins at 47, someone to definitely have on your radar tonight. You got Vladito and the Blue Jays versus Martin Perez. Vladito at 43. You can go back to that well for sure. E5 and a GPP at 4K if you want to be different. Remember, it's boom or bust with E5. He's either going deep or he's striking out probably three times. So, dead grain of salt there. Luke Voit's only 39 versus Gesellman. I did not understand that price tag at all. It's like, was DeGrom scheduled to pitch and then they changed it, but they still had pricing locked in? Because Luke Voit, A, is crushing everything right now, and B, hits righties. He's just like Hoskins, hits righties better than lefties. Big spot here for Voit at 39. And then other guys to look at, you have Eric Thames and a GPP at 35 versus Eflin. You can go there if you choose. I'd rather not on this one. I kind of do like Eflin and respect him in tonight's action. And then other than that, you know, if you want to go Neil Walker at 24, you can. I'd probably just stay away from that. You don't need to go that cheap tonight. But some good options, as usual. Second base, you got Kevin Bijou at 49 if you're stacking the Jays. Gene Segura at 45. But DJ LeMahieu at only 43. This should be your locked-in second baseman. He, since coming back from the IL, he's hit safely in six straight games. He's getting it done. Seven or more points in four of those six. He had a double dong night the other night. He's got a good floor with upside versus Gesellman. The Yankees should get the job done for sure tonight. And LeMahieu at 43, very affordable on that action. Johnny Villar is only 41 if you want to go with some more Jays action there. And then after that, it's pretty bleak actually at second base unless we see some lineups that stand out. You got Danny Mendick at 31 and Madrigal at 3K versus Duffy. They're in play for you. But I want, I'm pretty much just going to lock in LeMahieu at 43 and see where that takes me. Third base position, Rafael Devers, $5,200 versus Taiwan Walker. Walker's been very, very up and down this season. He's been a little more up than down, but we've seen the down. And lefties are hitting .369, while righties are hitting .219 off Taiwan Walker. So a guy like Rafael Devers, who we know can get it going, he's been getting it going over the last few weeks a little better, hitting .300 over his last 10 games, put up a 12 spot for you last night. He's got that big home run upside, double dong four games ago against the Nationals. So a guy like Devers at 52, I think he's a nice play if you're paying up at the position. Otherwise, you got Machado at 46 versus Heaney. Machado in his entire career has hit lefties well. Like, just go look at his splits page. It's amazing how he hits the hard hit rate versus them, the power versus them, even hitting over .300 versus them. Like, he does everything against lefties. And not to mention, he's hit safely in 13 or 14 games. 12-game hitting streak snapped on Monday. Two more hits last night. The dude's crushing it, averaging almost 16 points per game over his last 10, put up 14 for you last night. Machado at 46, very, very, very affordable tonight and a strong play at the position. Other than that, like Mikel Franco is an interesting GPP play at 37 versus Cease. Gio Urshela is only 36 versus Gesellman. Good value if you want some Yankees exposure for cheap. You could definitely go there. And then JD Davis in a GPP at only $2,800 versus Ian Happ or J.A. Happ would be a place to go. And I totally meant to say it and I forgot it. At first base, if you need to go with value and you want some GPP upside, because he's been bad. He's hitting .121 over his last 10 games, .209 on the season. I wanted nothing to do with him in season-long leagues. Went deep his last game out, And this is strictly a GPP value. He's at $3,000 with Pete Alonso against J.A. Happ. Strictly GPP value, nothing else. Shortstop position, Timmy Anderson at 55, another guy that hits lefties very, very well. Leads off, got part of a great White Sox stack, like we mentioned. Everything you want and love, it's there. Team total above five. Timmy Anderson at 5,500 is very strong. I wrote him up at shortstop, but shortstop's loaded. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have the free DraftKings article at RotoBaller, so go check that out and get your exposure over there. So you can definitely get it on some Timmy Anderson, but like Trey Turner is always a good play in cash. Talk about him pretty much daily, the way he's playing. I tweeted about him, a good tweet discussion about him and how productive he's been. And if you take away like the first 12 games where he might have been slow starting out the gate or whatever, he has been amazing, absolutely amazing. So Trey Turner at 53, got to look at Tatis Jr. at 52, stack on the Padres, phenomenal. You got Bogarts, if you want to go to Devers, Bogarts, go there. Like literally these top four guys, it's just where I want to stack them. That's where it's going to be because they're all great. Like Turner's probably the best cash game play because his floor is so consistent. The other guys have higher ceilings. Timmy Anderson's awesome at 5,500. So just kind of pick and choose if you're paying up at the position. Otherwise, you save money. Didi Gregorius at 44 is cheap versus Anibal. You mentioned lefties versus Anibal. That's in play. Johnny VR is only 41. A good low owned play. Outfield shortstop eligible. Chris Taylor at 37 for the Dodgers. GPPs only, but like 2 points last night. But prior to that, he's hit safely in four of five games, putting up five or more points in four of those five. GPP only because he's got a ceiling that can show up once in a while, but the floor is really sketchy. But 3,700 versus looks like Caleb Smith's going to try to make his – no, it's not Caleb Smith. Who the heck is starting for Arizona? It says Smith, but I don't think Caleb Smith's healthy yet. So we'll have to come back and check on see who's starting for Arizona tonight. But it is a lefty Smith in that one. If you give me 2 seconds, this is great radio here, but I will check. MLB.com, as they usually have the updated numbers here. It wasn't Smith last night when I took these notes, but that is interesting if it is. But Caleb Smith was injured, so that's going to be very difficult to do. Yeah, Luke Weaver is expected to pitch for Arizona. So, like, Smith is not there. Luke Weaver is expected to pitch, which is great for the Dodgers. Muncy, Bellinger, Betts, Seager becomes a play now at shortstop. 4,900 for Corey Seager versus the lefty Weaver. I can get aboard that one as well. So that's a good look for you there. But if saving cash, there's one punt. Like I'm either paying up at the position or you go all the way down. I mentioned the Mets are really, really cheap. Ahmed Rosario is $2,000 versus J.A. Happ. Ahmed has hit safely in three straight games. He's been off the IL for, you know, five or six games now. He's hit safely in like four or five of those seven games. Not crushing the baseball by any means. He had a home run about a week ago, but definitely something you can look at with one Ahmed Rosario, only 2K on tonight's slate. When heading to the outfield now, you have Mikey Trout at 5,100. He's always in play, but Bryce Harper at 6,100. Bryce Harper at 6K versus Anibal, very strong look for you there. You got Juan Soto. Whit Merrifield will go overlooked at 53. Good cash game play is expensive, but good floor against Dylan Cease. But the guy you want up here is Bryce Harper versus Anibal. That's your one-off of paying up top. Then you go down below 5K. You got Biggio. We talked about Eloy Jimenez. But Lou Bob at 47. Keep rolling the dice on Lou Bob. Average only over 10.5 his last 10. Crushing everything in sight. This guy is just a monster right now. $4,700 for Lou Bob. Really good look there. Alex Verdugo leading off versus Taijuan Walker at 46. Decent cash game play. Pretty good floor hitting 380 or 366 over his last 10 games. He's got 10 or more points in three straight games. He's got 10 or more in four of five. Very good look for cash if Verdugo at 46. Maybe not the ceiling you're looking for in a GPP, but good cash game play. And then you got the Jays outfield. Teoscar Hernandez is 44. You have Gurriel at 39, and you have Grichik at 38. All great plays versus Perez. We know they're all phenomenal. If you can play all three, go for it. If you want to mix and match, go for it. Gurriel's kind of been the hottest of the three, but that's very, very loose because they've all been playing great. But and you want these guys versus lefties. If this was in Toronto, this would be like just play them all. But they're all in play, mix and match where you need the value. If you want to pay up for Teoscar, awesome. If you want to save some cash to Gurriel and Grichik, totally fine. I wrote up Gurriel in the article, if anybody's curious, just because he usually gets overlooked out of the three. So you'll get the lowest exposure with Gurriel. Hunter Dozier at $4,300, sure. McCutcheon of Stack in Philadelphia, sure. No problem with that at all. A few others to take a look at down below here. Clint Frazier in a GPP is like $3,600 versus Gesellman. He's hitting like in the middle of that Yankees order. So that's not a bad cheap option. 16 points last night against Tampa Bay as he went deep yet again. He's having a quiet, good season. Shocked me that Clint Frazier play and good things happen. So he's only $3,600. Again, Yankees, Mets, very cheap. It's very odd pricing. And that one, Aaron Hicks, only $3,200. Michael Conforto versus a lefty at 3K. Don't sleep on that. And then Jay Bruce, $2,900. I just wrote him up in the article. He's hit safely in six of his last 13 games. He has 11 hits over those six games. Eight of them are extra base hits. He has five home runs. He is the epitome of GPP. It's the all or nothing with Jay Bruce. But $2,900, hits lefties well. Animal Sanchez gets hit hard by lefties. Bruce at 29 is a very good GPP play tonight if you want to save some cash. Probably one of the better GPP plays on the slate for value savings. All right, recapping your pitching, Kershaw up top, Clevenger's the chalk in the middle. That'll be your 1-2 punch pretty much everywhere. Then you have Dylan Cease and Zach Eflin. Eflin, a very strong pivot play for me as well. When you're stacking, though, it's like you got the Yankees versus Gesellman, which is great. The Mets are kind of sneaky against J.A. Happ. Not going to lie about it there, but Yankees will be the favorite in that one. I always love the Padres versus a lefty. Heaney's not bad. I'm not going to play him off like he's chump change, but that Padres offense is pretty darn solid as well. Give me Toronto versus Martin Perez. Give me the White Sox versus Danny Duffy, and give me the Phillies versus Anibal Sanchez. Those should be the, like, you got Jays, Yankees, Phillies, White Sox in that order is the four I want to go with. And then the Padres, I want to sneak in there. I just respect Heaney enough to make that different, and the Mets are cheap too. So you can do a lot on this slate when you break it all down. So we'll wait and see how it happens. Good chatting with these guys in the Slack chat here. Really good stuff. Or the Slack chat, the StreamYard chat. Really good stuff here. Hope everybody has a great day. Yes, I do NFL Aaron Rasmus. I will help you out there as well. So we will get you picked up there coming up about a week or so. We will go on the 2-point conversion NFL DFS podcast. We'll be back for the 2020 NFL season. But for now, you guys are awesome. And check us out on iTunes. Give a rating and review. It'd mean a lot to me. It helped out a ton. Go check out the video on Rotoballers YouTube channel. Give it a like and a share there. I'm on Twitter at BDintric. If you need any more help, hit me up. But good luck on this Thursday. Again, remember, starts at 4:05 Eastern, so don't miss lock, folks. But good luck today. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 3rd edition. I'm out.
Hey there, I'm Brandon Gelly from the Always Cheating Podcast, co-hosted with my friend Josh Landon. In case you didn't know, the show you're listening to right now, as well as my show, is part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. What is Blue Wire? Blue Wire was founded in 2018 on the concept that independent podcasts would be more successful if they worked together. Today, Blue Wire has grown to feature 300 shows led by former athletes, media professionals, and passionate fans. And over the past few years, Blue Wire has privately raised more than $10 million to expand their team, their podcast network, and their business operations. Now they're raising another round on WeFunder. WeFunder is a crowdfunding service that connects startups with investors. And it's a cool platform that gives everyone the opportunity to be a part of a growing startup. You can invest as little as $100. In other words, you don't have to be a millionaire to invest in cool companies on WeFunder. Blue Wire is raising money to expand their sales team and improve operations, which will in turn help this show continue to grow. So if you'd like to be a part of the Blue Wire investment round or want to find out more information, visit WeFunder.com/BlueWire.